Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Are there times in your life where you feel stuck in a rut and you really wish that you could break free and feel a little bit more liberated and live a little more? I know we have. A lot of us have those times, right? You know, everyone wants to feel a little more happier, more liberated, and feel just free to pursue their health and fitness goals. And I'm going to share with you today on how to turn that into a reality. We're going to dive into six simple ways that you can ignite joy, freedom, and really liberation within your life so that you can propel yourself toward your health and fitness goals, whatever those may be, because I do talk a lot about health and fitness on this one. But before getting into all this stuff, I do want to welcome you to another Power Blast podcast where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so that you can recharge that mental and physical battery of yours and reclaim your power. And if you're in this area where you're just wanting another, just like an extra spark to get started, head over to talktoperry.com. A 15-minute chat, it can really set you on the path toward your best self, okay? So I'm going to share with you some things I've talked about on this podcast before. But what I find is even though something has been repeated before, at least this is my experience in life, I may be in a different spot in my life to when I hear it again, it lands a little bit differently. It's like I'm ready for the information, or it's a great reminder. I think it's kind of interesting when I'm either coaching a client or I'm doing like a masterclass, and I'll have somebody that you will either type in or they kind of sit there like, oh, I've heard this all before. I know that already. I'm like, boy, those are some dangerous words, because I used to be in that mindset as well, where like, okay, just tell me something new. But when you say, I know that already, you start to shield yourself around from receiving what could potentially unlock to a new thing. So that I just want to preface with that. One is to embrace gratitude, listing each day. And what I do with each, when I talk about gratitude or what my gratitude practice is each day, not only what I'm thankful for current things happening, but I'm also thinking things and in appreciation for things that have yet to come, but they're big goals of mine that I know are on the way. So I will do that, and I come up with different things each day. It's not like the same old repeat sort of thing. So that habit can really shift your focus back on to abundance instead of lack. Moving more, obviously, that's a big one, but that can be looking at opportunities to move more. I know it's really easy to go to a store or to a building and try to get the closest parking spot and go, oh gosh, I don't want to, you know, have to walk, or we wait for the elevator instead of taking maybe the stairs. But if you can look for those little opportunities to just move more, maybe it's just getting out and walking at lunch. Could be a little dance off or something in the evening. Those things can release endorphins and really help you power up your battery so that you can move about your day. Another one is connect with nature. There's this thing out there. You'll have to Google it. I talked about it before, but you'll have to Google it. It's called nature deficit disorder. People just don't get outside. They don't get in nature. And it can be so therapeutic. It has just this unique way of healing and shifting a perspective. If you want to brainstorm really cool ideas, just get out and walk in a park or go out to the forest or something like that. That can really charge up your battery. Nourishing your body, whole foods, hydration, things like that, lean proteins, you know, those things that can just fuel your body as opposed to I'm just eating anything, okay? Another one, and I say this as I'm looking around my little area here, but it's decluttering your space. Maybe that's why I said it. It's like, I need to declutter a little bit. Because when you just declutter your space, you're decluttering your mind. And if you can just take some time to organize, remove the things that no longer serve you, that no longer are needed, that can really promote this kind of stress-free mindset around there. I want to say small achievable goals. I still think it's really, really amazing to set huge goals. Ones that you're not even sure how. I'm not talking about ones you know how to get or ones that you think you can get, but ones you're like, I have no idea how I'm going to get that, but I know that's a goal of mine. Those sort of goals. And then just taking the little base camp or benchmark goals to get to that, keep going in that direction. Because those victories can really lead to successes. Keeps your motivation high too. So that's one of the things I knew that I really took, because I realized I was in the cycle of starting my exercise and then stopping my exercise. And I wouldn't necessarily do a hard stop. It would just be I'd drift off course. And before I knew it, it was like a year, 2 years went by and I hadn't been really that active. Or I would convince myself that I went for a walk, but it really wasn't anything intentional. And it was kind of like a slower pace with the dogs and we just kind of meandered. It wasn't anything that was structured for me that was going to get me going. And so when I started making these little benchmark goals and like the next 30 days, I'm just going to focus on what are the habits that a person that shows up to exercise, what are the habits that person has and what's the mindset? And those are some of the big key things that I think have helped many of my clients break through that riptide of they start to get out there and then the tide brings them back and never helps them break free out into the ocean of anything's possible. So, and if that's you and you're wanting to just chat about that and get a little bit refocused point and jump on a call with me over at talktoperry.com. I'll give you my Power 5 strategy to help you recharge, to help you reclaim that power of yours and to make small impactful changes to help you set up the path on whatever it is that you're wanting to take toward your joy, your freedom, your health, your happiness. And if I were going to leave you with one more, let's say, bonus tip here, just treating every setback for like it's your big comeback moment. I know. I sometimes I'll even fall into that victim trap where it's like, oh, poor me. And it's like, that there's a learnable moment there. There's something teaching me. What do I need to learn if I'm paying attention that can really propel me forward? And so it's embracing the challenges and the opportunities to grow stronger, to be more resilient, to persist, even when you might have to redirect in a different pattern. Think you don't have to know how you're going to get to your goal. Just know that you're going to get to your goal. And then that builds that muscle to where you're not giving up. You're just always moving forward. So achieving your health and fitness goals, I mean, it's not just about the health and fitness itself. It's what it can bring you in life, feeling freer, happier, more joy, feeling more fulfilled. And by incorporating these things that I just shared with you, you're not only working toward maybe a target of some sort that you want to get to or a number on the scale, you're really transforming your entire life. So what do you choose to be? See, I love that question. When you're thinking about, what am I creating over the next 30 days? Who do I need to be? And then who do I choose to be? Who do you choose to be? Because it's time to step into your power and create the life you've always wanted. But just know, you can choose to use your power and take control. You can let all the external circumstances and the reasons why and the justifications and the excuses control you and drain your power. It really boils down to making that committed decision to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You got this, my friend. I'd love to hear your top takeaway from today. You can drop those down in the comments. I promise that I will reply. And you absolutely rock, my friend. And as always, remember, it's never too late. We will see you next week. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness.
I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.